Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Confucius said, "The gods cannot help those who don't seize opportunities." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest who seizes opportunities. Today's Playmaker has co-founded three companies since 2005. With us today is a president and founder whose vision statement is caring for people above all else we do. This great Playmaker is Will Howard. Will is president and founder of Sendera. Now, Will has over 15 years' experience in sourcing, structuring, and managing equity investments. He is the president and founder of Sendera RX Specialty Pharmacy and founder and managing partner of Cibolo Capital Partners. Sendera is a national specialty pharmacy serving patients with challenging and ongoing medical conditions through provision of specialty medications, clinical expertise, and support services. As founder of Sendera Specialty Pharmacy, Will and partner Wynn Purifoy are instrumental in ensuring Sendera's people, culture, and day-to-day business operations, helping them retain Sendera's vision and commitment to providing people the kind of care that matters. Will, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks for having me.
You also run a venture capital company. How did that company put together Sendera?
Well, that's a great question. So I kind of joke about it and I say we started Sendera in 2009 from a business plan point of view, and we launched in 2010. But what we all have to remember is that there was a 2007 and a 2008 before 2009, 2010. And
there was something going on there.
Exactly. And that's when the market crashed. And so at that time, I was focusing on real estate investments, and Wynn and I shared an office space together. And so we got out of the real estate stuff that we were doing and started working on operating companies together. And so one of Wynn's friends, Tom Bohannon, who is our senior vice president of sales now, was a sales rep for a big drug company. And he told us about the opportunity of specialty pharmacy. And so we spent a year investigating the marketplace and really going to physicians and asking them the question, if we built something that was different and unique, would you use it? And would you go through a workshopping process with us to create a physician-focused specialty pharmacy? And so that's how we started it.
So apparently there is a large need in the marketplace for specialty pharmacy. And talk about what that is. What is specialty pharmacy, and why is there such a need for the patients to have something like that?
Sure. So by definition, a specialty pharmacy is a pharmacy that focuses on what we call specialty medications. And by definition, they're very expensive. Most of them are biological drugs instead of pills. So they're injections that you take once a month or once a quarter or a year. And so the patient needs to be much more actively managed than going to a retail pharmacy.
And in many cases, these are not drugs they can pick up at their corner drugstore.
They can't. Primarily because of their cost and because of the approvals that need to happen with their insurance company before they go on the drug. We like to say, you know, the insurance companies want to make sure that you haven't tried the 5-cent pill before you go on the $40,000 a year medication, which makes sense.
Let's go to your background when we come back to Sendera in a moment. You graduated from SMU, you majored in English, you only minored in business. So why the switch? And originally, why did you major in English?
Well, I was actually a pre-med focus.
So there was some medical background there.
Yeah, I've always been interested in medicine. It was something that I thought that I wanted to do. I finished my coursework, took the MCAT, and in my junior spring semester said, I don't think I want to do this anymore. And so I hurried up and I got a business minor. But the reason I majored in English is because they don't let you major in pre-med anymore, thank goodness. And so I love to write. I enjoy to read. And so that was more of a personal thing than kind of a career thing. But it served me well in terms of knowing how to write and hopefully knowing how to communicate.
Well, let's talk more about Sendera being a specialty pharmacy. You apparently saw a need in the marketplace because you're not the only firm that does this.
Not at all.
There are many firms. what was that niche or hole you saw that needed to be filled?
Well, what we saw was that no one was really focusing on the physician in this whole equation. And so the specialty market has grown from $100 billion a year in 2010 to over $300 billion today.
Well, with all the baby boomers who are growing older, exactly. This is probably a continually growing industry.
Right. And so a lot of the focus has been on big macro-level issues. How are you going to distribute? How are you going to care for thousands and thousands of patients? But who was being left out there were the doctors and the nurses who were actually providing the care and writing the script in the first place. And because of the high cost of the medication, we already talked about the authorization that needs to happen, but also educating the patient, figuring out how the patient can afford the drug. All those things go into properly onboarding a patient. So some people think that the high cost of specialty medications is the real issue. That's not really the real issue. The real issue is that we're making an investment in people's health on a long-term basis. That's what the ROI is for specialty meds. So the worst thing that can happen is that you start people out in these specialty meds, they're not educated, they're not well-equipped to take the drug, and they're not managed long-term, which means that the overall health investment that we've all made in them, they don't see from an outcome basis. And so that's really what we're here to do, is to provide those outcomes to patients by working with their physicians and kind of turning the time back, the clock back from a perspective to say the best healthcare is when you have three providers all working in tandem for the benefit of that one individual patient. And that's, if you can do that over and over again, then you can impact a population.
Interesting you said that, because I believe that many patients that don't need to take specialty drugs still don't get the support from their doctors or their pharmacy in terms of how they should take. I hear stories about people taking more than one medicine, and the doctors don't understand how there's interactions that shouldn't happen with that patient. But you are looking at all those things ahead of time.
Absolutely. So that's one of the tasks that our pharmacists do. It's part of our services to make sure that we see the entire gamut of what the patient is taking, and to look for drug interactions and to look for safety concerns that where those interactions could interfere with therapy.
Now, this could be medicine the patient has to take for the rest of their lives and is also extremely expensive for them, potentially. So you are putting all this together to help the patient, help the doctors, and to help everybody. So they're working together on this.
Absolutely. So everyone has a different benefit structure and a design structure, but traditionally, everyone has a copay too, and so we think that the number one thing around compliance is to manage the financial burden for the patient. That's the number one question that everyone asks first. Thankfully, there are charity foundations out there as well as support programs that are funded by the pharma companies that make these drugs that are readily available to both commercial and Medicare patients, and we just take the extra step to make sure that we bind all those services appropriately to each patient so that they can afford the medicine on a long-term basis.
Let me ask this question then, because you're working with the doctors and nurses and the big pharma companies. Would a patient call you, or would they always be going through the doctor to use your services?
Most of our referrals come straight from physicians just because that's kind of the way it works. It's the same thing as if you went to the physician and you needed to go get blood work done, or you needed a colonoscopy. You're generally going where the doctor tells you to go. And so that's where really the service and being part of the process in the physician's office is so critical, because when they send a patient to Sendera, they know that they're going to get a consistent level of service every single time. And we also manage a huge amount of patients where we don't actually get the financial benefit of filling them, but we do all the work anyway, and then we find who can fill that patient and we transfer it to that mandated specialty pharmacy. And that happens about 75% of the time of all the patients that we get.
Well, I understand you have generated over $700 million in revenue 2016, I believe. You had an increase of about $40 million over 2016, or that's how much more you're doing right now?
That's about correct. We should do actually just north of that, but yeah.
What is the secret to your success? I mean, that's a lot of volume in a short period of time, because the company started 2009, really hit home in 2010. We're talking about 6.5 or so years. What is the secret to your success?
Sure. Some people think that it's the revenue growth. It's really not the revenue growth. the secret to our success is that we started here in Dallas. We initially brought our model to about 300 physicians here, and today we serve over 15,000 physicians and about 160,000 patients a year. And the only way that you get there is by offering a consistent model that improves its service as you get bigger, instead of the reverse of what you usually see, is as a company gets bigger, their service level falls. And so it's all about customer service, but even more than that, it's about instilling a culture inside of the people that work for Sendero. We have about 300 employees today, and they're the ones on the front lines who are going the extra mile for the patient, for the physician, and doing that every single day. You know, the small things is what builds up to the big things.
The physicians you're working with have been using a company prior to Sendero. They had to have gone to somebody. How did you get your foot in the door?
Well, we offered them a comprehensive solution. And so if you think about it, a physician might see 1,000 patients a year. Every one of them is going to be on a different insurance company. They're going to be prescribed a different drug. And so what was happening is the doctor was saying, well, you're with insurance company A and drug B, so I'm going to send you here. And, you know, so there's 1,000 different combinations. And that's because no one pharmacy could fill everything. And so really the simplicity of our model is its greatest strength. It's we're going to serve you, physician, at 100%. So send everything to us. It doesn't matter if we can fill the drug or not. We're going to do the right thing for the patient. And so you're going to get the same result every single time, which is hopefully a patient who's been approved on therapy, who can afford it, who is well educated about the side effects, about how you take it, and is ready for a long-term journey towards a healthy outcome. And that's what we try to deliver.
So in other words, you have logistically taken the minutiae out of what the physician has to do, and you are the back room for all the little tiny things that have to come together to make this work.
That's exactly it. And it's not just the physician. The physician is on the front line, but his or her entire staff is part of that coordination of care. So from the receptionist to the front, to the MA in the middle, to the nurse in the back, everyone's got to work, you know, on a streamlined basis to make sure that that patient gets what the doctor ordered.
You can answer this question for me, because when I watch TV, it seems as if every other commercial is a drug commercial. Now, my guess is because if one does it, the other one has to do it too. But two questions. Why are the pharmaceutical companies advertising so much to the public, A, and why are drugs so expensive these days?
Well, let me take the first one first. Why do they advertise so much? Well, there's a huge capital investment in these new pharma drugs. The cost is about $2 billion from R&D and FDA approvals to get from start to finish. And not everyone actually makes it from start to finish. So the ones that do make it, they need a splash. In terms of why the price of the drugs are going up, one is, like I just mentioned, the upfront cost and the investment. But there's a lot of untold stories about what really happens inside the insurance world. And the problematic thing for patients is that the retail or the MSRP price that they see and hear about these drugs is not really the real cost that's happening inside of the system. And so it's very convoluted, it's very complex. But part of that churn is driving up drug prices, and that's bad for patients.
Now, I think you answered this question a little bit just a few moments ago, but how are you dealing with the competition? You mentioned customer service. Is that the secret sauce?
I would say that customer service and building real relationships is the secret sauce. People think about sales forces and you're just going and selling. Our sales force is really a service organization. We support a lot of physicians, but by supporting them, we are there for them day after day, week after week, and we built a technology and a people infrastructure that can handle all that volume and do it consistently. I think the second thing is that we didn't come from the pharmacy industry. Sendero's been around for 7 years, and I've got 8 years of experience. And we've been fortunate that we can hire some people now that have more experience than we do, but being innovative and turning the dial 15 degrees and saying, well, what if we did it this way? Why do we always have to do it the way that everyone else did it? I think has been very helpful to our growth.
You're not locked into those preconceived conceptions that a lot of your competitors have. drugs are going to be more expensive. You mentioned that you're over $700 million, but a lot of that is the cost of the drugs. What are you going to do as a company, Sendera, to meet expected future growth?
The first thing is that we only get into drugs and disease states where we think we can be best in class. And so maintaining a real laser-like focus is really important. There's 300 drugs on the market today serving about 20 different kind of what we call disease states. But there's over 3,000 in the pipeline. And so more and more specialty drugs are going to be offered towards chronic diseases that they currently aren't offered today. So we believe in doing in being best in class. And so as opportunities come to be best in class, those are the new markets that we're going to go into. The second thing is that by establishing a national platform and taking care of all these patients really inside of maybe 15 to 20 drugs, we've built great relationships with pharma companies. And so as they become innovative and launch drugs in new spaces, they're pulling us along and saying, if you could do this for RA or for derm, we think you could do it for Hep C or for MS. And so, you know, the full name of Sendera is Sendera RX Partners. We partner with our physicians. We partner with our own people, and we partner with our pharma partners. And by doing that and communicating well and listening and being able to really be learners, it's amazing how many opportunities that you find when you just slow down and you listen.
You mentioned relationships a little while ago, and that was the word that came to mind before you said it was partnerships. You're actively becoming involved with their company. As they're doing the research, you're helping them understand what they need to do. Is that correct?
Research is already done before we get involved, but probably 6 months before they launch the drug, they need an execution strategy. And so they're bringing a new product to market, and if it fits inside of our doctor network, we can assist them in saying, hey, we've already worked with this drug company. They've got a new program. They've got a new drug, and we can tell all of our physicians, if you think it's the clinically best thing to do to write this product for your patient, we're already ready to go from a process standpoint to handle it.
So because the physicians you're working with, once you suggest and offer this to physicians, they trust you enough to go along with your suggestions.
We're only as good as yesterday.
We've been talking about your success over the last 7 years. Obstacles. What's been your biggest obstacle you had to run into as you developed Sendera RX Partners to become successful?
Well, we've made a lot of mistakes. And, you know, when you're an entrepreneur, you've got to be able to be willing to make mistakes and actually create a culture where it's okay to make mistakes, to think outside the box. Just don't make them twice. Don't make the same one twice, right? You know, I think being adaptive to the marketplace has been really helpful. I think having a tailwind with an expanding market, that's been really helpful. So even in the midst of our mistakes, we still had a bunch of organic growth opportunities to kind of outweigh those mistakes. And then I think that the third thing is being willing to partner, being willing to listen. I think everyone has this fixed box that they think that the world has to fit inside. And when you're new to an industry and you're trying to grow something, then I think that you're a lot more open sometimes to think outside the box and to do stuff that is outside the norm.
This is Playmakers Talk Show. And by the way, we're speaking with Will Howard. Will is president of Sendera RX Partners. Their website is senderarx.com. And as a playmaker, playmakers make mistakes. They realize there's obstacles. As you said, you just don't want to make that mistake a second time. You're going to make more and more mistakes in the future. But you mentioned something before the show started. It's a little bit about your leadership style and some of the mentors you have, but you're doing a lot for your people. Tell us what you're doing for them and why you're doing that.
Our mission statement is that we believe that patients are people, and that's why every day we deliver the care and the technology to improve people's lives. That's a big statement, you know, and nothing in that statement says anything about being a specialty pharmacy. In order to live up to that, we've got to instill that culture and that belief in every single person who works for Sendera. And so we do a couple things. One is that every new employee goes through a 12-hour class that we call the Sendera Leadership Institute. And it teaches them core values. It teaches them better communication styles and techniques. But it teaches them about what a purpose statement really is and what is their own purpose statement. And we believe that if you invest in your people to where they feel safe and motivated and inspired, that's going to translate to outstanding customer service on the back end. And so it's really about investing in our people, showing them that we don't make widgets. We're not making iPhones here. We have the opportunity to help thousands of people every single day. And it doesn't matter if you're a pharmacist and you're doing the really complicated stuff, or if you're a call center person, or if you're just managing the fax machine. Every single one of those jobs is critical to making the whole process work. And all 300 people are actively working on the benefit of a patient, you know, on a personal basis. And so what a great opportunity.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, you're not touching anything. You have no assets. You're the middleman in between. And all you're selling is your service.
Exactly.
How you take care of your customers.
We temporarily take control of some inventory, but from a fixed asset basis, it's more personal capital or people capital than anything else.
Again, before the show started, we talked about some of the mentors you have as a result of going through being graduate of SMU. But can you think of the best advice you ever received, either from one of the mentors you met as a result of SMU or in life? Any great advice you received that has helped you as you've put together Sendero and become successful?
Well, there's been a lot. But just off the top of my head, you know, we've talked about making mistakes earlier, right? And we see, especially in our market, we see a lot of hard and fast companies who create a culture where if you make a mistake, then you're gone, you know? And when you're building companies, you have to understand that mistakes are going to be made. And so how do you create a culture where it's okay to think outside the box and it's okay to take risk, but to also take good risk too, you know? And so I think that's been something that we've learned. The other thing is that when you're starting a new company, you've got to be supremely optimistic, but you also have to be realistic. And, you know, a funny way of saying that is that your baby might be ugly today. It's okay to call it ugly, but to always have hope and to believe it's going to get better, you know? And I think that's what builds the long-term nature to stick with it and to keep going and to keep pressing the envelope. And just know that good things are going to happen if you bring together good people and good ideas and good culture. And hopefully you have a good business plan to go along with that.
And you continue to develop them as you are.
Yes.
I believe I'm going to mess up the quotation from Oscar Wilde, but I think is that the greatest idea is an idea whose time has come. And apparently there's a need in the marketplace as you put this together. How did you see that originally? What was the aha thought that you thought to yourself, we need to do something to help patients and physicians with drugs?
It really started before we started the company. We, through Tom's relationships, we had the opportunity to meet with three really large practices here in Dallas, with either the physicians or their office administrators, and we workshopped an idea, and we came back three or four times. And about the fourth or the fifth time, each one of them said, if you do this, then you can have all of our patients, because this is such a game changer. And really, that's been the fuel that has fueled the growth, because this need is not a Dallas, Texas need. It's not a Texas need. It is a universal need across all physicians. And it's not just in the services. It's that people want to be treated like people. I mean, that's how this country grew up. I'm somewhat on the younger side, but I've got great parents and I've had great grandparents who've shown me what that really looks like. And so if you're willing to treat people the right way and to forego quick profits and efficiency by building something bigger and better and more sustainable, then it's amazing what you can build sometimes.
And I'll say that that's actually the future of any successful business from here on out. Let me ask this question. Could a patient go to your website and suggest it to their physician?
Absolutely. Yes, yes.
Then tell everybody where they can find out more about Sendero.
Well, the first thing that you can do is you can go to our website and you can just show our doctor the forms that we have and the disease states that we manage. And hopefully he's already heard of us, though.
Well, that's SenderoRx.com. Will, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
You are definitely a playmaker with what you've done with Sendero. Will Howard's been our guest. He is president and founder of Sendera. This has been a terrific show. It's been great having Will with us. Thank you to all of you for listening to us. Join us again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com where you get all of our past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.